Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. A pleasant time for those stepping out after work. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet News reports crowds forming human chains around Iranian energy sites. Tehran warns of a regional blackout if the U.S. strikes, as tensions rise with threats from Trump. Also, Forward notes an attacker was killed in a gunfight with police outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul earlier this hour. Two others were injured. Also this hour, France 24 highlights President Trump's threat to destroy Iran in one night, dismissing concerns about possible war crimes. Separately, Israel Hayom reports Iran's rejection of a ceasefire. Tehran demands a permanent end to hostilities and sanctions relief. And finally, earlier today, Israel Hayom covers Netanyahu's confirmation of ongoing tensions surrounding Iran's strategic control. Here's what people are saying online. A user known as Shanaka, a regional analyst, reported just minutes ago that Iran has threatened to close the Bab al-Mandeb Strait through its Houthi allies if tensions escalate. Dan Linnaeus, an observer on Middle East affairs, posted that the Israel Air Force struck several bridge segments in Iran used for military transport. Joe Truesman, who monitors regional conflicts, noted the IDF strikes targeted bridges in key Iranian cities aiming to disrupt military logistics. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's human chains at power sites. Ynet News details how crowds are forming in response to potential U.S. strikes. Iran warns of a regional blackout that could impact millions across the Middle East. This heightens the already tense geopolitical climate. Turning to Istanbul, where the Forward reports on a gunfight outside the Israeli consulate, the incident left one attacker dead and two injured. This attack underscores the volatile security situation affecting diplomatic missions. Meanwhile, France 24 highlights Trump's stark warning against Iran. His rhetoric of destroying Iran in one night raises international concerns about potential war crimes. This adds pressure on diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the situation. In related news, Israel Hayom provides insights into Iran's stance on ceasefire talks. Tehran's demands include sanctions relief and recognition of its control over strategic waterways. This hardline position complicates diplomatic efforts. That strike on Iranian bridges, reported by Joe Truesman, follows escalating tensions. The IDF's actions aim to disrupt Iran's military supply routes, potentially impacting regional stability and civilian safety. Turning to business and markets. First, according to CTEC, a strike on Iran's Karg Island could disrupt global oil flows, affecting markets worldwide. Separately, Mariv reports on how Saudi Arabia is capitalizing on the Israeli-Iranian conflict to fund its Vision 2030, bypassing the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, Israel Hayom explores the frenzy over a gaming brand advertisement, with demand outstripping supply in Israel, leading to viral marketing successes. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.